Okay, so in your experience working here, and then what have you found, like when the kids are in a behavior, like what do you do to de-escalate them?
Well, first I try to make sure to avoid any further triggering, and I go into positive mode as much as I can. I try to distract them with something, and that's usually just verbally. I try to, you know, get them to talk about something, or if possible, if they're willing to go on a walk with me, you know, because a lot of times if I can get them to change their environment, that can usually begin the process. So say, hey, let's take a walk, and again, if they're willing to go, then that usually works.
And do you find that that works at home as well?
Oh yeah, for sure.
So a distraction technique.
And
then what would you say, like, is kind of your go-to for keeping them focused and on track and, like, motivated to work?
Remind them of rewards, and loss of those rewards if responsibilities are not pursued and fulfilled.
Okay, because I'm finding with Jazzy that, like, I don't necessarily want to use a bribe system, like,
sure,
if you do this, you know, I'm going to give you this, but I guess trying to make it a point to, like, plant little seeds of self-motivation.
Sure.
Like, how do you find?
Definitely encouragement. So anything that I see is worth commenting on that was positive. I'm always saying stuff like, good job, or wow, you're really good at this. That was really good.
So keeping them motivated along the way.
Yeah,
then, like, building them up through that.
Right. You know, like with Johnny, for example, when it comes to homework, he struggles to do homework for extended periods of time. And that's a constant comment they mention at school. But when he gets home and I know he's got some work he's got to do, homework, I usually don't have trouble with him, but that's because he's had a break for long enough, and I just say, oh, it's just a page, you can do it. And, you know, with him, he still likes to do things on his own. So sometimes if he kind of hoo-haws around, doesn't really get to it, I'll tease him and go, oh, you know what? It's okay, I'll do it for you. And then he'll go, no, I'll do it. And then he'll take the page away from me and then start working on himself, and then within 5 minutes, he has it done.
There was something I was going to ask you about. But that, like, little bit of, like, it builds up his self-esteem to be able to do it himself.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And then, so, and Jazzy does that, too, but do you feel he ever gets a little off-put if he needs corrections made? Like, how does he work with corrections? Like, on the homework, specifically?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. It depends. If he just doesn't want to do it, then it doesn't really matter what I say for corrections. It doesn't bother him. But if he's trying to accomplish something and he feels like he should have done it right and he didn't do it right, then he tends to berate himself. And I say, Johnny, it's okay. It's a little complicated. Don't worry about it. Let's just try it again. And I think he's one of those kids that likes to get it right the first time. So if he has to erase it and redo it, he just generally doesn't like doing that.
So when you say berates himself, like, what does that mean?
Like he'll say, like, oh, I should have done that right, or, you know, just like almost like he can't believe it was wrong, like it should have been right. But one thing I haven't told you that kind of corresponds with that I'm noticing more recently is that he is forgetting what he's saying almost immediately sometimes. And I don't know if that corresponds with him being tired,
mm-hmm.
but like we have the goldfish crackers on a high shelf, so he can't reach them. So he'll ask me for a snack. Daddy, can you get me some goldfish crackers? Sure. I put them in a bowl. And the time it takes me to pour them in a bowl, and I'm coming to him, he's like, I didn't ask for that. I said, yeah, you did. He's like, no, I asked for the other crackers. I said, no, use the goldfish. And so he'll forget, and mm-hmm. then I'll have to remind him and say, okay, well, next time I'm going to repeat it, because that is what you said. And he'll fight me tooth and nail on that. Like, he's absolutely certain he said something else when he didn't. And that's becoming more frequent.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I haven't run across that in Jazzy. But it's so interesting. Some of those things you're saying just sound like Jazzy exactly. Like mm-hmm. that if he's doing homework, or if he's, you know, done homework and I go back through and try to do corrections with him, it is almost like a little bit of, it's going to be one of two things. He's either eager to correct it and get it right, or he gets he goes down quickly about, like, I'm dumb, I don't know it, I, you know, all of this stuff. So he does that self-braiding also, and kind of moping, I guess.
Yeah, well, he does, like, these grunts. He was like, so frustrating type, you know, comments, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't, like, call himself names or anything, but he'll just get frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, with that knowledge thing, he'll ask questions, and he gets frustrated with himself when he can't communicate. Now, sometimes he asks some deep stuff, like, he asked me the day, he goes, so, before we were born, we couldn't see and we couldn't hear? I'm like, well, yeah, I guess that's the way to put it.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, so what were we doing? Well, Johnny, that's a pretty deep question. I don't know that I can answer that for you.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't really done any studies on pre-existence. You know, it's like...
You haven't?
No. It's like, what am I going to say to that? You know, but he'll get frustrated because it's like... And I haven't pinpointed if it's just because he wants answers, just because he has a craving for answers, or if it's the interaction.
Mm-hmm.
But he'll ask questions that just don't make any logical sense, and so I can't answer them, not because there isn't an answer, but because there's no logical answer. I'm trying to think of a good example, but I mean, it's just like he'll put a sentence together that just doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, I don't understand what you're saying. And then he'll get frustrated again. I'm like, that's not what I'm trying to say. Okay, well, let's try to work through it again. What are you trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
And if he can't piece it together himself, after a while, he just gets mad. So.
I would be interested. I don't know if you're open to trying anything or feel like you have the need to. But I've been trying something at home with Jazzy that I found the last couple of days it's helped. It's like a potential page where I've had him write down things that he commonly gets frustrated with.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, for his, I ask him to write off the top, I am smart,
mm-hmm.
and I have friends, mm-hmm. and then something that he's grateful for.
Mm.
But, like, so for Johnny, it might be like, I can communicate well, or something like that, building that self-esteem. That it seems to be like, if you,
that confidence and stuff,
and if you think it, it happens,
right? Because then he'll pursue it, as opposed to giving up and deteriorating with that ability or whatever.
Yeah, just a thought. I mean,
that's a good idea.
It may or may not help, but it has with Jazzy. And I would anticipate that with Johnny it would more, because in a lot of ways he's a lot more articulate than Jazzy is, communicating, a lot more mature in his thoughts.
Right. Well, maybe mature in his thoughts, but the communication is, yeah, there's still quite a bit of a struggle there. But yeah, that's a good thought, because he gets frustrated pretty quick, and, you know, part of it is just sometimes he's just tired or whatever. Because the funny thing is like, if he doesn't stay up late a whole lot, but if something just gets thrown out of whack time wise and he stays up late, he'll still get up early. And he won't take a nap, of course. He's beyond that. He doesn't take naps anymore, but he'll just go, go, go. And then, of course, he gets tired and doesn't realize it, and then he's in trouble.
Yes, I know. That extra tired is its own little monster to deal with.
Yeah.
And I did find an app for tracking the behaviors.
Oh, really?
And it's, you can, you, so it just goes by the date, and you can put in like a level of anxiety, overall mood, level of activity, even like the weather and stuff, and kind of get plotted data and see if you can like figure out a pattern so that you know, okay, every cloudy day that we seem to have X, Y, and Z going on, we know then we're going to have, you know, that type of thing. So I don't know. I think it's just like autism tracker light or something like that.
Hmm.
I can send you the
check that out
thing for it. But just trying to figure out Jazzy's pattern, I guess.
Right.
And, yeah, he's, we went from like in February, from December to February, it was nightly meltdowns that would last for a couple hours, to something that he did in February. I don't know if I told you about that, where he was going into a behavior, and I just was kind of, I did the behavior myself. Like, not in a mimicking way, like, I wasn't like,
oh,
look at me.
You did tell me about that.
Yes, yes. So,
yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. And that worked for a while, and it stopped. Thank God, the nightly meltdowns. But now he started in with this other thing, like, they're not meltdowns so much as they're little mope fests, I guess. So, I don't know.
Our biggest challenge is getting them to do things in a timely manner. And if it's new, then it's really going to take a long time. So, like, when it comes to teeth brushing time, I used to be just, like, right there with him every step of the way. And now we've kind of helped him kind of do it on his own. But he still needs, like, a timer.
Mm-hmm.
So we set a timer for a couple minutes for him to do it. But getting him to do it now is hard. Like, and it's funny because he'll even admit to it where I'll go, okay, go brush your teeth, come back, and I'll set the timer, and he leaves, and then he's not coming back. I go, Johnny. He goes, I got distracted. I got distracted by the dog.
That's cute, though.
Yeah.
I mean, and he knows. He just...
Right. I'm like, okay, well, now you know. Go ahead and try it again. Then usually, that, you know, he'll do it.
That second prompt is...
But sometimes it'll be three. It just depends. If there's too much going on, like this week is totally thrown out of whack because the in-laws are here visiting for the week, and that's going to be interesting. I'm really hoping they'll get a taste of what we go through with the most challenging times with him, because they want him to come visit for the summer, just him, for like a couple weeks. And I'm like, I don't know if you guys are ready for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they're kind of old-fashioned, and my father-in-law's way of solving autism problems is just rough discipline, which of course obviously is not gonna work. So
that might not work out.
No,
so well, and yes.
Oh, Patty's terrified. She's like, I don't want him to go at all. I'm like, well, I don't blame you.
Oh, that sounds like a simple answer.
Yeah,
then
that's probably what we're gonna have to do. Just gonna say no, it's just not gonna work.
It was a nice offer, but
yeah. Well, and here's the funny thing is that we remember vividly that when Andrew was about his age, and Andrew, he's not on the autism spectrum at all, he was gone just a week with them, and we came back and got him. He was a bit of a thumbsucker, But it increased so much that he gave himself calluses. I mean, he was just,
In his time that he
in
was
his time
gone.
there, he was just anxiety crazy. And he's not a rough kid to deal with. He's pretty easygoing. But grandma was frustrated with him, and I'm just like, well, man, if you were frustrated with Andrew, how do you think you're going to handle Johnny?
And has Johnny been told about that? Like,
We haven't talked to him about it. We're trying to continue with the conversation with my in-laws because we got to be gentle with them because, you know, they're kind of, they can be pushy. And so we're trying to deal with it. But yeah, we're going to be pretty strict with that. Keep them home, you know.
Limit his stressors as much as possible.
Anything else?
No, thank you.
Yeah, no problem.